Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the troublesome issues of real life, we invite you to call now. The number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or the full number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
What if you had to stand on trial and explain why you do what you do? Well, that was certainly the case for the Apostle Paul. Yes. He was dragged into prison. He was charged with trumped-up charges, and he had to stand trial before various leaders and rulers and give an account for who he was and what he was doing out in life as a job, as a vocation.
Yes.
One of these people that he stood before was King Agrippa, and King Agrippa was very interested in hearing Paul's story. And he convened a group, and Paul was brought in, and King Agrippa said to him, "Paul, you have permission to speak." And so Paul said, "King Agrippa, thank you. Please be patient with me." And then he went about his defense.
Yes.
And he told this story. And I think that's the important part of this particular passage in Acts 28, is Paul telling his story. He tells the story of how he was zealous for Judaism, how he was out persecuting Christians, how he stood before Stephen and condoned that stoning, all of those sort of things. And then he said, on one of those journeys, I was going to Damascus. Now, we all know what happened on that road to Damascus, a bright light. But then he goes on and gives some specifics of what Jesus said to him in that bright light moment. He said, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." The Lord replied, "Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen and will see of me. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles." So right there, Jesus was saying, you know, from this point forward, your life is going to be lived in peril, day in and day out. And that was the case. And every time God rescued him, it was just a miraculous story as far as that was concerned. But then Jesus said this, "I will rescue you from your own people, but here's what your mission is going to be. I'm going to send you to the Gentiles to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me." Yes. There's our word.
Yes.
That's our theme for this month, sanctification. So what was Paul sent to do? Well, he was sent to open the eyes of the Gentiles. Why did their eyes need to be opened? Because they were closed to truth.
Yes.
They had exchanged the truth of God for a lie. So Paul was going to go back into that Gentile world with the gospel of Jesus Christ, with the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit. And as he delivered that good news, he was going to see God open these Gentiles' eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. That's what sanctification is all about. It's being set apart from what once held you so that you can function as God intended you to function.
Yes.
You can't function the way God intended you to function if you're in darkness or if you are under the power of Satan. You're going to function as Satan wants you to function. Mm-hmm. You're going to march around trying to figure out, you know, which way to go in darkness. That's hard to do. You can't be the human that God created you to be as a lost person. You need to be set apart from that so that you can function as God intended you to function. And so when Gentiles respond to that message, when Jews respond to that message, here's what happens. They receive forgiveness of sins. They find a place among the people of God who are sanctified by faith in me.
Yes.
You join a great throng of people who have been set apart by the gospel, set apart from darkness, set apart from the power of Satan, set apart from sin and death, so that you could walk in truth and experience the love of God. You find a place among those people who have been sanctified. That was Paul's commission. That's what he did with his life from the point of this conversion. His story is quite amazing. And I would love to have been King Agrippa or someone in this particular audience listening to Paul tell his story. But I think the most striking thing is the focus that he had on his mission, on his purpose, to turn people away from darkness, from the power of Satan to God, so that they can find a place among the people of God who have been sanctified by faith in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So here this month, we've talked about the fact that the blood of Jesus sets us apart. It's by that one sacrifice that we have been made holy in God's sight or sanctified in God's sight. So we see the blood of Jesus setting us apart for God to do a work in and through us. Then I think we read in 1 Peter about the sanctifying work of the Spirit. That sanctifying work of the Spirit comes through the pronouncement of the gospel. And then when we believe, we become fully set apart and enabled to function as God created us to function. At that point, we can be really human. You know, before we're functioning, you know, as an incomplete person. We haven't been made whole, but now through faith in Jesus, we've been made whole. We've been made complete. We've been fully set apart to live as God intended us to live. That's the good news of the gospel. That's what Paul delivered wherever he went, to Jew and to Gentile, and to those who received, they found a place among the people of God who have been sanctified by faith in Christ.
Yeah, and you notice once again, folks, as you're listening to this, Bob didn't say anything in his last 3 or 4 minutes that said, okay, Richard, now here's what you'd better do. God has done all of this. That's the by grace part.
Right.
Because of Jesus, who is grace, every bit of this stuff has been provided to us. Our work, if you want to call it that, is to respond by faith and receive those gifts so that we're changed from the inside out. It's a mantra with me. Everything works from the inside out and not by behaviorism from the outside in. I know some of you wrestle with this idea of sanctification. That was the word that killed me, was sanctification, because I was bound and determined to do this. And I never heard, never figured out until I'd beat my head against the wall long enough, and I didn't know that sanctification was provided to me.
Yes.
I thought I had to earn it, and God would pat me on the head and say, there, Richard, you did a good job, finally. And... You know, that word finally never came. What he said was, you have finally accepted Jesus. Well done.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. It's all about by grace through faith in Jesus. That's God's plan from beginning to end. Most of us just think about it in terms of salvation, that initial coming to Christ, that conversion experience. Grace was important there. My faith was important there. But moving forward, it's a different paradigm. Mm-hmm. But that's not the case. It is a by grace through faith in Jesus story from beginning to end as far as the Christian life is concerned. Now, when we're set apart by faith in Jesus Christ, when we find that place among the people of God, it's a 180 for us. Mm-hmm. You know, at one point we were traveling downstream. We were letting the currents of the world take us along in this life. But at a point in time, Jesus kind of entered in that stream, stopped us dead in our tracks, and said, no, I want you to go the other way. You're going to go against the current. That's what it means to be set apart. You're going to go in a different direction than what you were once doing. Well, that's sometimes difficult, and we need encouragement to keep going against that stream. Why? Because those forces keep wanting to take us the way we once were going. So we have to learn how to rely upon God's Spirit in order to truly live this set-apart life. And we've created a wonderful resource called Against the Current, How to Be a Standout Person in This World Today. We want to put that into your hands. I think it will be a great encouragement to you in your walk with Christ. It's something that you can listen to and then pass on to your friends. But the resource is called Against the Current. It's available, our offer this month, for a gift to Basic Gospel of $20 or more. We want to say thank you for that gift by putting this resource into your hands. And again, the title of it is Against the Current. And all the information is at basicgospel.net. Just click the support link and you'll find out how to give and how to request your copy of Against the Current. Well, this is Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Christopher, along with Richard Pfeiffer. We are here to field your questions. If there are questions that you have about sanctification, what it means to be sanctified in Christ Jesus, we would love to field those questions today. If you have other issues that you would like to talk about, we want to talk about those as well. The number to call is 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. So go ahead and call. We have plenty of open lines for you right now.
I'd like to go back to something you just said. Again, I hope people were listening. Notice when we're flowing downstream, Jesus doesn't stand on the side and say, hey, Richard, you needed to turn around. He waited out there.
Yes, that's
waited
exactly.
Waited out there and turned me around. And if you notice, he's not saying, okay, now I need you to go as hard as you can up against the current and retrace these 400 miles you've just come down. The water comes to you.
Yes.
When you've turned around and you're standing by faith in Christ, the stream comes to you. Of course you're going to stand out in this world.
Yes, indeed. So. Yes, indeed. That's what it means to be sanctified. Again, 844-322-2742 is the number to call. We would love to hear from you right now. Plenty of open lines right now, 844-322-2742. Have a prayer request for our listenership today. I'm not going to give names, but I just opened up this email before we walked in to the studio. It's an email that really kind of touches you deep yes. within. It's from a mom, and she says this: please pray seriously for my son who is 20 and my daughter who is 19. And again, I'm not going to give names. Please pray that very soon, even today, they come to believe in God. They have to believe in their purpose in life, that there is a creator, that they were created for his glory. This is foundational, that a person knows that they are created, that they are loved by their creator. She says, I know God answers your prayer. I hear your prayer broadcast. I hear people's testimonies. People have to believe in God before they can believe in Jesus, who is God's only begotten son. Please write a book for atheists. More than that, please just pray for God to intervene and bring my children to faith in God. So I wanted to share that with our listeners today. I know many of our listeners, many of our supporters, many of the folks who give financially each and every month, one of the great joys that they have as they give is to pray for those who tune in each and every day. They don't know what those needs are. They don't know what people are going through at any given time. They're simply praying for the people who tune in that yes. God would meet them at their point of need. And this can be a prayer request that they can adopt and take into their own minds and own private prayer times and lift these two young people up. Mm-hmm. So we hope that many folks will pray for them, and we hope we get to hear a story about these two kids coming to know Christ.
Or any of the thousands of kids just like them that you folks know.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Dallas, Texas, and talk with Sean listening to us on The Word. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing wonderful today.
Well, me too. Praise the Lord.
Well, excellent. What's
I
on?
Just,
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to give a little feedback on sanctification. I will never forget the day I went to church on a Sunday, and our pastor said, does anybody want to just go to the next level to really have a relationship with Christ? I've been a believer about 12 years. And he prayed over me, and the next day, all I could do is cry. But I cried tears of joy because I knew, like you said, the waters were flowing down. I had come to a place, and that's the word that the Lord gave me, sanctification. I hadn't looked it up, but it was the most profound experience, and I just thanked the Lord for choosing me, and all I had to offer was filthy rags. So I'm just really grateful that you guys are talking about sanctification.
Well, thank you, Sean. Yeah. We sure thank appreciate you so much. Your call and your testimony. Yeah, that word sanctification is not a word that we use in everyday language, is it? So it's not something that we're familiar with, but it's a very practical word. You know, I'm holding a pen, a writing pen in my hand, and when I actually write with it, I'm sanctifying it. I am using it for its purpose. You know, we can use it for all sorts of other things, but it was designed to write on a piece of paper. So when I'm writing with a pen on a piece of paper, I'm sanctifying the pen. Well, when we are living a life in dependence upon God, in dependence upon Jesus Christ, living in dependence upon Him as He did upon His Father, then we are being sanctified. We are functioning the way God intended us to function. And we couldn't do that as lost sinners. We had to be cleansed. We had to be set apart by the work of the Holy Spirit and by believing in Jesus Christ. Once all that takes place, then we're ready to live out this life that God designed us to live. And Jesus said He came that we might have life and have it abundantly. You know, that abundant life comes when we recognize that we truly have been sanctified once and for all by Jesus Christ. So we appreciate your comments today. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Have a great day.
Hey, you do as well, Sean. God bless you. Great story right there.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens.
Yes.
I mean, Sean's is a wonderful story. We've heard similar stories from hundreds of people. When Jesus gets a hold of you and makes these things clear because the Holy Spirit is now living inside of you, everything changes. Literally, everything changes because it has to.
Yes.
You know, he doesn't say, well, let me come along and help you. And you know, if you just do three more of these and two more of these, you'd be better off. He says, what I want to do is erase all of that garbage thinking that you've had over the years. Will you let me? Well, that takes a little bit of faith.
Yes.
Because, you know, I didn't want to give up control. I mean, I don't want to be anybody's slave, Lord. Let me be my own guy here. And you know I want to be the right kind of guy. But when I finally let Him erase it and rewrite the story, it's the same words, the same Bible, but the story was completely different.
Yes, indeed. 844-322-2742 is the number to call. 844-322-2742. Plenty of open lines and plenty of time on the clock. We would love to hear from you today. Now, let's jump back into this sanctification thing. You know, when God does His work, it's a done deal, isn't it?
Yes.
So we've been made holy, and that's what the root of that word sanctification is all about, to make someone holy, set apart for their
Correct.
Intended use. So these words are interchangeable. Mm-hmm. Also, the word saint. You know, Paul spent a lot of time in the book of Corinthians trying to solidify in their minds
Yes.
that they have become saints, that their identity has changed. They went from sinner, they were old sinners, then they were saved by grace, and then they became saints. Mm-hmm. They didn't always live like saints. They Right. continued oftentimes to live like sinners. And Paul kept saying to them, don't you know that you've been washed, that you've been cleansed, that you've been sanctified. It's a done deal. You've been set apart. You have been made holy. You're a saint. So, in other words, start living out who you have become in Christ Jesus. So a lot of times we think, okay, this sanctification is something in which we get holier and holier as we grow in our relationship with Christ. And that's not the case, is it?
No.
The moment we're saved, we're as holy as far as God is concerned as we will ever be. You can't get any holier than having His holiness given to you. And that's what has happened. So we are holy and blameless in His sight. And what happens to us is not that we get more holy over time. We just recognize more and more what that means. Our mind gets aligned to the reality of what God has brought into our lives by grace through faith in Him. So we've been made holy. And over time, as we continue to abide in Christ, we're going to see our thoughts and our actions starting to line up with who we actually are in Christ. Mm-hmm. And this is such an important reality and a truth to grasp. Because if you think that, no, you got a little bit of holiness here, and now you need to add to it, you're going to have to ask, how do I do that? Yep. And when you ask, how do I do that, you're going to stray away from the real Christian life, which is lived by faith in Jesus Christ, the one who loved you and gave Himself for you. You're going to stray away from that into this realm of human effort, of rules and regulations. Mm-hmm. So you'll start saying things like, to be holy, you can't go to R-rated movies. So, it's been a year, I haven't gone to R-rated movies, so I must have climbed the ladder of holiness. Now I'm a little bit more holy. And then you add something to it, and then you add something else to it, and then you add something else to it. And so you keep trying to climb that ladder, making yourself more holy than when you began. And you eventually will get to a point in your mind, so you think, that you're so holy you don't really need Jesus. You've reached His level.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? That's what I thought. That was the point. The point was to get so good that I didn't need Jesus. He could go help someone else.
Yes, yes.
You know, that was I saw that as honorable on my part, that Jesus could go help someone else.
Yeah. It's like, Jesus, you've got a job with me. I'm going to help you work yourself out of that job.
Yes.
So you can go handle somebody that really needs it. Mm-hmm. Because I've grown to this level, and now I don't really need you anymore. I'm good to go.
I've got it from here. Lord.
Yeah, I've got it from here. And there's so many people out there who actually believe that.
Yeah.
And that's just the heart of pride. And self-righteousness, when you really break it down. Now, we don't like to call it that, but that's what it is. That's why we have to go back to truth. What is truth? We've been set apart to believe the truth. What is truth? That sanctification was a once-and-done thing. God did it. He made us holy. We can't get any more holy than what we are the very moment that we believed. We're going to simply start understanding all of that in our minds, in our attitudes, in our actions, as we continue to grow in Christ and grow in our dependence upon Him. Well, this is Basic Gospel. We thank you for tuning into today's broadcast. We hope this has been helpful in your journey with Christ Jesus. That's why we're here, to connect you to the love of Christ, to connect you to the truth of Christ, to enable you to really walk and experience this abundant life that He has died and was raised again for you to live.
Yes.
That's what Basic Gospel is all about. So thank you for being a part of it. We thank those who support each and every month to enable this broadcast to be on the air in your area. If you have benefited from this program, have grown in your relationship with Christ, we encourage you to join with us as well and become a financial partner with Basic Gospel. All the information on how to do so is on our website at basicgospel.net. We'll be back tomorrow for a teaching edition We'll see you then. Bye-bye.